The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
It's time! Hey, this is Matt Lesher.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Rodimore Taylor, a.k.a. The Penguin from Gotham, and you are listening to Geek Vibes Live!
And here we go.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Geek Vibes Live Interview. As always, I am your host, Tia Fabi, and today we have a really exciting guest. Now, before I continue, she is, yes, the daughter of the esteemed actor Josh Brolin, but as amazing as he is, this interview is not with him. It is with his amazing daughter, Eden Brolin. Eden, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint all the Josh Brolin fans.
Oh, no, it is not a disappointment. That's what I wanted to say to the listeners. We have you, and that is amazing. Thank you again.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Well, so since we are on the topic of your dad, let's get the requirement out of the way. So, yes, your dad is Josh Brolin. And my question is, did you always, from having him as your dad, become an actor yourself?
No. I don't think that was really, it just wasn't really in my realm of like thought, until I was about, 14 or 15, I started doing like school plays and all that stuff. And it just kind of seemed more, just of an interest to me generally, not like obvious in any way, but it just seemed like something that I wanted to start pursuing. But it definitely wasn't something that, I think I was just more fascinated by it than like attracted to it. It just was really like weird always. But yeah, so no.
I mean, school plays are definitely a great way to start and kind of push yourself in that direction of finding it. And with that, now we see that you are an actress. You have been in several projects, and I know that you're here to speak about. I want to start by saying I saw the trailer, and I was thoroughly terrified, but in a good way. I would love if you can kind of tell me about the movie and tell me about your character.
I mean, it's what's funny about promoting this movie is that we did it like 4 years ago. And so at this point, and I saw the first and only time I saw a final product of it was maybe a year and a half ago at a screening. And so in this time, I'm trying to really remember exactly what it is because it's been a while since I've seen it and read it. And so I probably should have done a little bit more preparation on that. But it, in short, it is a story about three kind of young adults in a small town that sort of get preyed on by this group, this family of coven, if you will, of witches that kind of come into town and take advantage of these kind of stupid young adults that have nothing better to do but be kind of down and out. But it's a really, at the same time, it is, she's a really interesting character. She's very decisive, very strong, but it's always sad to see a strong character get bogged down by villains in a in any movie, you know. But it's an interesting story, and it's nice too because the setting of it where we shot in upstate New York was very like it's like a character in the film where just it adds this like creepiness and just strangeness to this story that's already really bizarre, that it just adds something really nice to it. So yeah, that's a little bit about that.
I mean, I will say, being from New York myself, everyone kind of thinks that New York is just New York City, but there's some really terrifying places upstate New York. So
where are you from?
Westchester, New York, kind of
okay.
A little outside of the city, but
yeah.
I have family who lives in upstate New York, and let me tell you, I would not want to be there with the lights off.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's an interesting place, but there was this like magical and like really beautiful quality to it, and we were shooting it right at the end of summer, and we were there like when, you know, you could see the day that the leaves changed, you know, you went to sleep one night and it was beautiful, like lush green, and then woke up the next morning and it was all just red and orange and yellow. It was beautiful up there. It's gorgeous, but it definitely does have a character to it.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, I loved watching the trailer, the feel of the movie, and it obviously is horror in the horror genre, but also has this great kind of story with it. And I really like that with the characters. And as I was reading the description for Bloodbound, there was this comparison that it's kind of a little like Rosemary's Baby. And Did you watch that movie at all to kind of get inspiration and get a little bit in the mindset for your character?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Rosemary's Baby anyway. Like, I love horror movies. But Rosemary's Baby was, it's just such a different story from Rosemary's Babies. Oh my God, I just said Rosemary's Babies. You know, her multiple devil children. But I think it's just such a story on its own that you can draw like small comparisons and like very vague and general comparisons, but it's such a different story from that I pulled inspiration from it would be false. Because it's, I mean, it's Rosemary's Baby, you know. You can't duplicate that.
Yeah, that was a pretty creepy movie that I remember watching in one of my college classes. I was like, what am
yeah.
I watching now?
It's so great. I love when she goes and gets her... I mean, this is not one of the creepier or better known parts in it, but I love when she goes and gets her pixie cut and she says, it's, oh no, I'm going to just ruin this because I've forgotten it's Vidal Sassoon. And he like looks at her short hair and she goes, it's Vidal Sassoon. And I like see Vidal Sassoon on the street and I see like the storefront and I always just want to be like, it's Vidal Sassoon. Anyway, that's the biggest memory for me from The Amazing Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, it's funny that in the way that the industry is kind of rolling with all the reboot in on the chopping block of reboots and remakes, and I think probably because they wouldn't be able to do a duplication justice.
I know. That would be a big one. That would be a big endeavor. But at the same time, there's so many movies that you're like, how are they going to remake that? And then they do it somehow. And sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it's amazing, but I'm sure it's, you know, coming up soon in the future. I have no doubt.
One day, especially with how we just really love horror movies. And as you said, you love horror movies. And I was always wondering, what are kind of the challenges of filming a horror movie, getting in that mindset. There's blood, there's gore, there's thrill and terror. I mean, how do you kind of portray that? How do you get into the mindset for that?
Right. I was just watching Hereditary a couple months ago and was like, how on earth did they do that? Just to be able to watch actors act good horror, you know, well in horror movies is like amazing to me. Because I don't think I do a very good job in horror movies. I'm not going to lie. Not to say that this is not a good movie, because I think it is. But I think my like fearful performances need work. Because it is, I mean, it's like, it's exhausting to be scared. You like, because you're so like clenched in your body that like you get home from like a 12 to 15 hour day of being like scared and you're just exhausted. It's really bizarre. But also I can get very giggly sometimes, and that was a little bit tough that we were doing these really serious and scary scenes that I just lose it, and it was very hard to get back to being scared and sad and serious. So that's a little bit of an issue, but otherwise I just think it's fun. It's really fun, but it also is really hard. It's really tiring, and you don't know how it's going to like look and turn out. as I've seen, but yeah, I am always impressed when actors can, you know, pull off a really good horror performance.
Yeah, I wonder it myself sitting there how that even comes to light. And I'm just always impressed whenever you have these amazing range of emotions when it comes to these dramas and horror movies. It's just, and as you said, it does look fun, though, as well. But I can imagine after working these very, very long days that you almost don't want anyone to talk to you afterwards.
Yeah. You just want it to all be really, like, light banter, you know. Just go watch a comedy, have a bath, enjoy some light banter with your friends, and, like, that's it. Yeah.
So you would say that if there was a blooper reel for Bloodbound during a serious scene.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. We're just like deeply embarrassed by my own work or performance. Yeah, it's going to be one or the other for sure.
Well, you were also on the TV show Beyond. And so that was 2 seasons, and I know, unfortunately, it was canceled, but if you were to continue that series, you know, where did you kind of see it going?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. There were, like, so many different storylines that even by the end of the second season, like, when we finished filming it and we hadn't found out yet if it was going to keep going or not. But I just was like, how are they going to keep doing this? There was a lot to resolve, I feel like. It was a long list of, like, things to resolve. So I'm sure, you know, I feel like when you're addicted to a show, though, too, like when you're watching a show anyway, at the end of a season, when they leave it on the cliffhangers or whatever, you're always like, how are they going to come back from this? And then they always find a way. So I believe that there would have been a way. But as far as, like, specifics to how that story would have kept progressing, I just feel like it would have just gotten more and more confusing. But in an exciting way, you know, where, like, I'm sure there would have been many more, you know, interesting and cool characters that came in, and we'd find out more about, like, you know, the world that the main character was in. Anyway, so I'm sure they could have done a million things with it, but I kind of like it being left on all the cliffhangers that, you know, people were left with at the end of season two and, like, never knowing how it's resolved. Like, I'm watching Bird Box right now, or I started to watch Bird Box a couple days ago, and I stopped in the middle. And, like, I still, they haven't done a whole lot of exposition yet about what exactly is going on. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm just going to stay here. I don't think I'm going to watch the rest of the movie. I think I like this place where, like, things are not resolved. And it's just, like, you're left with this, like, mysterious, you know, God knows what's going to happen next feeling. It's kind of fun to feel, you know.
Bird Box is one of those movies that, as I'm seeing it, I personally haven't watched it just yet, but I know some spoilers. Some people either really like the movie or some people really kind of dislike the movie. So it's one or the other where you have to have your own opinion on it. But
well, it doesn't have to be one or the other if you, you know, if you just stop in the middle, you know, you like can't really have an opinion on it if you just
right.
stop in the middle. So that's the way I chose to go.
I did
yeah.
that recently with First Man for some reason. I stopped in
oh,
the
okay.
middle. There was just a really intense scene that I kind of felt that I needed a reprieve from. I turned it off
right.
and I said, okay, I'll go back to that. But for right now, I'm okay.
Yeah, just keep it where it is. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to walk away and have that like moment, go drink some coffee and revisit
yeah.
it another day.
Yeah.
And so with Bloodbound, right, kind of steering it back, I know that you said, and I didn't know this, but you said that you had done it about 4 years ago. So it has been 4 years. What upcoming projects do you have that you're working on that may come out soon?
After I finished Beyond last year, I did a couple of indies on the East Coast that were really great to work on. One that was called Back Fork and one was Kingfish. Those were both really interesting projects to do. One about the opioid epidemic in West Virginia, and then are kind of on that topic. It's not about that, but it's kind of got that as a surrounding theme. And then Kingfish being about some kids that go and, like, look for this treasure on an island. Not kids. They're young adults. But it was a fun project to work on. And Molly Ringwald was in that among some other really great cast. And then I got to do a movie called Arkansas this year, that Clark Duke wrote and directed. I think that's going to be a really fun and interesting project that hopefully people will get to see in the next couple of years. And then, yeah, a feature on the docket, and then I'm going to New Jersey to do a play, and it should be fun.
What play are you doing?
Well, the Shakespeare teacher that I had in acting school when I went to New York, who's an awesome guy, he created his own Shakespeare company called Shakespeare At, and he's doing Hamlet this upcoming year. So that'll be a fun and interesting endeavor for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very exciting. Kind of go a little bit more into that since I am in New York. Where is that in New Jersey?
In Jersey City.
Oh, very cool. I may
yeah.
have to shoot down there to go see it.
You may just have to. Yes, that's true. I think the more the merrier on that.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of really exciting projects coming up, which I'm sure that everyone is really going to want to go see and experience and appreciate. And of course, I do want to ask, because your dad has kind of become this almost staple in Marvel movies, would you yourself
mm-hmm.
ever want to be in a Marvel movie? And if so,
I think I would want to just leave that to that generation of my family. Like, just say, that's the Marvel generation, and I am not. So, you know, if it was offered to me today, I'd probably be like, yeah, that's probably a good idea for me to do a Marvel movie right now. But if I had my druthers, I'd say no, thank you. I appreciate it, but no, we'll leave that up to the big man, you know. And by the big man, I mean my dad. It sounded like I was talking about God in some strange sense, but we'll just leave the Marvel movies to my pop.
Suddenly, God just appears in a superhero movie.
Exactly. Yeah, there's also, like, I feel like when you go and work on a movie like that, the magic kind of goes away. And I really, like, I love the Marvel movies. I love the Avengers movies. And I like keeping the magic there for those. So, yeah.
I absolutely can see where you're saying with that, just as a fan, as a viewer, going and watching, you're appreciating it as the final project, as the final product as it is.
Yeah, exactly. There's, you got to keep some fun in it somehow, you know. I'm sure it would be awesome to do, but I like just being a viewer for now.
Absolutely. I can completely appreciate that. And Bloodbound, I remember, comes out January 15th?
Yes. And I think it's going to, I hope that people really enjoy it. They should, if you're a horror fan especially, you should just give it a chance, because it's a really interesting and kind of psychologically weird movie. It's like being in somebody's bizarre fever dream, you know, in upstate New York. It's a fun movie for sure. So I'd recommend it, no doubt.
Absolutely. So for anyone who's listening, Bloodbound comes out January 15th on video on demand. Please, if you are a horror fan, watch it. It looks really great from the trailers, I have to say. Completely impressed. And Eden, thank you so much for even taking the time out of your busy day to sit down and speak with me. I really appreciated it.
Of course. Thank you so much, Tia.
And thank you, Eden. And for anyone who's listening, I'm Tia. This is Geek Vibes Nation. I hope all of you have a fantastic day.